Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
That's a good song. I love that tune. Isla, you got to listen carefully to all the words of that song. That's a good one, you know? It's hard. Hard being a woman.
I know that one, though.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's important. It's an important message for girls, for people. You know?
I also know who sings it.
Oh, yeah, who?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, God, that's Taylor Swift? Oh,
what?
She's great, man. She's awesome. You've seen her live, haven't you?
Yep.
Yeah, how was that show?
What's your favorite song from Taylor Swift?
Two of you were talking at the same time, so I didn't understand what any of you
said. What's your favorite song? Do you want to sing it for us?
Not right now.
You're not in a singing mood?
I'm not in a singing mood.
I think Dad's instructing her on the side.
Yeah, I noticed that all of a sudden his FaceTime went away.
He's probably doing the whole, like, cutthroat sign.
He's doing a video.
Oh, he's taking a video. Good. As well he That's should. Good. That's We okay. need video of you being on the show. Make a funny face so everyone can see it later. Now, don't tell us what it is. That must have been a funny one. I hear your dad laughing.
All right, Shai.
All right, Isla. You want to? Hold on. Let's hit the news sounder. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. Done.
Nicely done. Very nice. You're getting really good at that, Isla. I think that you got a future in radio, you know. If your dad gets sick or anything, you just hop on the rig there and you can broadcast in his place. it'd be good. Don't laugh at it. I mean, your opinions they matter to us.
Yeah, she's leaving right now. Get out of here.
Oh, she's leaving. Oh, bye, Isla.
Thank you. Great.
We get our 1 minute with Isla every day.
Beat it.
Oh my. Okay. How did that go?
Great.
Yeah. All right.
The kids are natural.
All right. I guess I don't read the tag. Here's what's happening, everyone. It's so weird to bring her in. I mean, I don't want to not, but it definitely throws me off. Okay.
We're fine with that.
Yeah.
we're enjoying it very much.
So here's the latest, everybody. I just wanted to point out that while we have been sleeping and while many of us are watching our stocks disappear.
Don't watch
and our
them. Stop
well,
it.
I mean, that's easy for you to say. I watch them.
Look. Don't watch them. You're crazy.
They have come up with that $2 trillion. Our government, I should say, has come up with that $2 trillion stimulus plan. Mm. So the news is good on that front, that the people, I believe the people who need it are going to get the help they need through that. One other headline that I wanted to mention, half of California's confirmed coronavirus patients are younger than 50, which is one of those things being put out there very specifically to say to young people, you're not immune. It's not going to skip you. You need to keep the space just like everybody else needs to keep the space.
And just because you're not showing symptoms doesn't mean you don't have it. That's one of the big problems is people are passing this around thinking, I'm fine.
Right. No, absolutely. It's
isolate.
Yeah, that's where we're at. The details are still to come on the $2 trillion stimulus. And I'm not going to sit here and read all of the death tolls and all those numbers to you, but the things aren't getting better, and they keep saying that the spike is coming. So I hope they're wrong, and I hope that all of you out there who are like, enough already with this, I hope you're right. I hope you're right.
Yeah, but let's act like you're not right, okay? Let's all, you know, for each other, act like that those people aren't right and stay isolated. That's
what I'm doing.
I get it. We're all sick of it. We're all sick of being at home alone. We're all sick of self-isolating. We're all sick of hearing about it. I mean, if only there were other things to report on. But guess what? This is what's happening. And until we all take it seriously and we all lock down, it's going to continue.
Here are a couple non-coronavirus stories for you.
Oh, my goodness.
There was a survey done about the correct way to eat certain foods.
Okay.
A million people recently took an online survey. So here are some of the questions. When you make a sandwich, what's the best way to cut it? I remember when I was a kid, my mom always cut my sandwiches down the middle, like two even.
Right.
How do I describe it?
Top to bottom.
Right. Okay. So I got two rectangles instead of two triangles.
Right.
And I made a point at some point in my elementary school career, I was like, Mom, all the other people get their sandwiches cut this way. Can you do that for me? Mm. And now as a grown up, I cut them the way my mom originally cut my sandwiches.
There's real science behind how you cut a sandwich, in my opinion. If you cut your sandwich diagonally, you get more of the bottom of the bread on one piece, on the, you know, the lower half of the triangle. And that is not what you want. Of course, the top, the soft, delicious, yielding top of the bread is what, you know, the best part of the sandwich. You know, especially
that
little knuckle right there.
The yielding.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. I don't want to say what I usually call it because I'm afraid that your daughter's around.
No, she left.
But the sweet, the tender flesh of the bread, the part where it bubbles over the top of the pan it's been cooked in, that's the bite. That's the last bite I always take because it's the best one.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. That's the bite. And the top of the bread, of course, you know, that's the second best. And then the bottom of the whole thing is the least favorite. So I always cut it right down the middle like you do, right top to bottom, so that I can eat the bottom of the bread first, get that out of the way, if I haven't already cut that part off, and then eat the rest of the, you know, the good part of the bread.
Well, there is some real sweet science behind your deal. I was just going to say, I just went back to what I learned in the first place, which was cut it down the middle. Diagonally, though, is what 80% of people said is better, diagonally.
It looks better. It definitely looks more attractive. I don't know why, but it does.
Do you eat pizza flat or do you fold it?
It depends how big the slice is.
Right.
Yeah.
31% said they do the fold. If I'm eating a New York pizza thin, I absolutely fold it.
You got to fold it. What else are you going to do? Otherwise, you pull all the cheese off. You need to be able to have a grip on the cheese. You know, like you hold it lower and you can bite it and then all the cheese doesn't slide out onto your face and burn you.
I love when you talk about food. You're really...
My mouth is watering right now.
You're surprisingly into it. And I've said this to you many times. I don't know how you're not 500 pounds.
I don't either.
You're like, even just the talk of the top of the bread. Who even thinks of that?
The people who like eating. All of us, Vinny. I know you think I'm the weird one, but it's you the whole time.
Bryn, hold on. Bryn.
Yes, I'm here.
Do you eat the top of the bread last because it's the very best part?
That was the first time I ever even heard about that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I like the middle of the bread in general. Taking out the crust. That's all I ever paid attention to. Not about the overflow of whatever it was she's talking about.
That little joint right there.
Insane. You know?
Well, listen, you'll never eat a sandwich the same way, and you're going to be like, yep, that's the best part. It's like densest. Oh, God, it's so good. That's a good part of the bread.
Okay. Well, you know, I love that you love it. Mm. What's the best way to eat an apple? Slice it up or just bite into it? Slices one,
huh?
Mm-hmm.
They're both fine.
Yeah.
It depends if I'm going to smear peanut butter on it or not.
One of the reasons I bring an apple to work is that I can just eat it the way it is.
Yeah.
So I don't eat apples at home, but I do eat them at work.
Well, it's just nice. You can chuck it in your bag. You don't have to worry about wrapping it or preserving it in any way. Where if you've sliced it, now you got to waste a, you know, a plastic bag and rinse that thing out later. And it's a whole thing.
We're talking about the correct way to, based on a big survey done, the correct way to eat things. When you have French fries, do you pour the ketchup, all squirt the ketchup over the top of them, or do you squirt a pile of ketchup and dip?
Yeah, it's you squirt it on the side and dip. Otherwise, it makes your French fries soggy, and you get ketchup all over your fingers. What these crazy people that put the ketchup onto that's so wrong. What are you people doing?
You are correct with that one, as 92% prefer the dip.
Yeah, but I've seen people, they just smother it. I'm like, okay, so you just want to stick your fingers in ketchup. That's what we're doing here.
What's the best brownie piece? A corner piece or a middle piece?
Corner, 100%. I don't even want a brownie if it doesn't have a hard edge on it.
You're telling me you turn a brownie away if it doesn't have what?
What's the point? Who cares? I'm not a huge chocolate fan, so I want the corner.
57% said corner piece. So you're right. What's the best way to eat a popsicle? Lick it or bite it?
A little of both.
I can't bite popsicles. I don't know how the spots on your teeth that have those ridges where the nerves are exposed. I don't know how that doesn't have extra feeling for you, but
knock
if I
wood,
bought a popsicle,
doesn't.
I would cry. I bit a popsicle, I think it's
like dead inside my mouth. I have no, I mean, knock wood, because I've watched, you know, my husband has a sensitive tooth. Like everybody, you know, you say you can't bite a popsicle. Knocking wood, I don't have any problem with that. I can drink an ice cold glass of water and take a bite of a hot pizza. It's not going to, and vice versa.
Good for you. Thank you.
Thanks. So it is good for me because the amount I eat, I need that.
Your brother might know these guys. My next story is about fishermen.
Oh, fishermen, sure.
He may have heard of Robert Dennett and Cameron Wooton.
No. Well, I haven't. But I could find out. Why? What is
back in October of 2018, 45-year-old Robert Dennett and 35-year-old Cameron Wooton, both from Washington City, Utah, competed in a bass fishing tournament. Oh. The top prize was $2,500 for catching the 5 heaviest fish in 2 days. Oh. So that's competitive bass fishing, everybody.
Turns out that's a thing.
Yeah, it is. And Robert and Cameron, I've actually seen this for the second it took me to change the channel. I've seen this on ESPN.
Okay.
It's legit. Like the pro fishing is a real deal.
All right.
I can't be involved. But anyway, these guys, Robert and Cameron, turned in their fish on the first day, and they were in second place. And then they were immediately disqualified because tournament officials noticed their bass didn't look like any of the ones other people had been catching.
Oh.
They said that they had little heads and fatter bodies, indicating a different diet than the ones in the lake that they were supposed to be fishing up. And the red fins indicated they'd undergone some stress.
Oh, so they brought in bogus bass.
They smuggled in pre-caught bass from their local reservoir.
Those bastards.
Which was in a different part of Utah and explains the different look the bass fish had when compared to others.
Boy, the competitive sports, they really bring out the cheater in us, don't they?
There was a long investigation, and finally last week, so this started in 2018.
Oh my God. Hold on. I'm going to go to jail over this.
I don't have the month. I lost it, the page, but this started in 2018, and here in March of 2020, these guys were charged with felony bribery or threat to influence a contest, plus some misdemeanor wildlife charges. They're looking at 5 years each in prison.
Oh, my God, for cheating in a contest. Mm-hmm. Lance, by the way, Lance Armstrong, walking free.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And made millions.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, it doesn't matter that he's been caught and they took away his... No, I don't even know if they did take away his wins or how that works.
I don't either. I don't know.
But he got his money.
Yeah, still has plenty of money. That's That's a good story. I might have to ask my fishing buddies about that.
You got a couple of them, don't you?
I do. I have lots of fishermen in my family.
A couple in Florida were doing it in a car in a mall parking lot on Sunday night.
Hot.
You done that in a car?
Have I had sex in a car? Yes, I have.
Yeah, me too.
Not in a mall parking lot, though.
I used to do it in my Datsun B210, and I look lovingly back on it because that was the only place I could go. I didn't have a house. Oh, I mean, I had my parents' house, but, you know.
Right. No privacy.
It's hard to come walking up the stairs with some girl you want to bone and be like, we'll be busy. Don't knock. So anyway, I have done it in a car. I do look lovingly back upon that. This couple, though, they were doing it in their car in the parking lot of a mall when the police were called and told that there was a couple fighting in the parking lot.
Oh, there's some yelling happening.
The cops separated them and questioned them to find out what happened between you two. Because when the police rolled up, they found them naked within the car wrestling with each other.
Oh.
Apparently, the couple had been together for 6 months. They'd been drinking. They decided to have sex in the car. And afterwards, the woman went outside the car to go number one. She used a napkin to clean up. And then she, quote, accidentally threw the napkin on her boyfriend.
On the boyfriend.
They started arguing, and then they started fighting, and the cops determined the guy started the fight, even though it was his response.
She threw the napkin, though.
Right? But it was his response to the number one napkin.
It's a natural response, isn't it?
Well, I mean, is it? I mean, there are people who, you know...
Yeah, but he's not
partake
one of them,
in that type of behavior.
I mean, wouldn't you be pretty mad if somebody threw a pee napkin on you? I'd be very upset. I would consider that to be the first battery in that case.
Well, 21-year-old Robert Janish has been arrested for domestic battery, and the girlfriend in this scenario is off the hook.
Lucky.
Yeah, I guess, right?
So, and this is happening while we're all supposed to be home, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Sorry, I had to do that story or it was going to be more coronavirus stuff.
No, it's a relief. It's a welcome relief, Vinny. That's the best story I've heard all day.
Right. I mean, we're looking for anything, right?
Yes, literally anything.
By the way, I don't know where she must have picked it up in school, but I heard my daughter say literally while I was sitting here watching her do the tag, and I just went, oh, she's got it too.
We've all got it.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, and by the way, Bryn, I'm pulling up the text messages. Our text number, 800-400-3697. How do you delete things off of Google Docs? They just keep coming back. What is the deal with that?
Oh, no, dragging them to the trash. I haven't had a problem.
You have a trash?
Yeah, it's right there on your Google Drive page.
You'll have to walk me through that later.
Well, someone maybe else will. I'm barely
for individual files. Just right click it, and there's a delete option there. Remove trash can.
Really?
Trash can little icon. Right click it.
I'll figure that out in the break. Our text number again: 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of things you guys said. Oh my God! I eat sandwich the same way as Sarah. The dry bottom crust first, then to the top.
Get it out.
I save the bended part for last. I still don't know why I do that. Well, apparently it tastes the best, according
to
Sarah.
Those are the best bites. That's why you do it.
What did you say? The yielding softness?
The soft, yielding flesh of the upper part of the bread. I say other things about it, too, but I don't. I'm not going to say it now.
Stuff.
Yeah, what do you say?
I call it the bread's area.
Woman area?
Yep.
Oh. Huh?
It's just so soft and yielding.
Wow. I'll have to look at bread like that going forward.
Now suddenly it seems more appealing to you, doesn't
it? I'll enjoy it more.
I wonder what that's all about.
Love you guys keeping me laughing. Headed in today to cancel more patients. California Dental Association wants us closed until further notice.
Yep, that's the world is canceled. 2020 canceled.
Yeah, my dentist appointment got rescheduled for May, and I bet that will get pushed too. I hope somebody brings some brownies into the office tomorrow without any edges to see how long Sarah lasts. Sarah's not...
Yeah, I'm not in the office. Thanks, though, for thinking that. It's nice to know that we sound like we're still at the office. We're Vinny and I are approximately 75 miles apart from each other right now. But I'm looking right at you.
Now I'm looking at you.
Here's looking at you, kid.
A lot of people are with you. Sarah's right. The top of the bread is best. I agree. I eat my sandwiches from the bottom up. Save the best part for last.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. I've missed your nasty talk. We can't... Have we had nasty talk?
Well, I was talking about the yielding, the special soft yielding flesh at the top of the bread. Where's my sexy time music?
Oh, you want that? Hold on.
Yeah.
A second.
I ate the nasty bottom of the bread first. I work my way up. Then I ate the center. You know, that's soft. That's nice, too. And then I get up to the top crust. Yielding soft flesh of the bread. Melting in my mouth.
I love it. Sarah works from the bottom up.
Hell yeah.
That's from 415.
You got to get that crap out of the way first, you know.
From Mill Valley to Santa Cruz is 86 miles.
Oh.
86 miles apart.
86 miles apart. And then you're somewhere dead center. You're
yeah,
in Millbrae.
Yeah, I'm somewhere in the middle, yeah.
And Nicole's the only one who's going in. Nicole's in the office. Bring her the brownies without the edges.
Yeah, she could do without them. I mean, just
listen. If I'm hungry, who am I kidding? I'll eat the brownie. I just don't care about it. If there's an edge available, I'm going to eat that.
Yeah, I mean, you like candy corn. Wait, what is that stuff called?
Candy corn.
Candy corn. Ew.
I love candy. I just love the consistency of it in my mouth.
You do
the firm yet yielding flesh of the candy corn.
Okay, let's break.
Okay,
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.